Glenn, we're talking about trading today, and it seems like it's such a guessing game. And plus, there's so much conflicting advice out there. Some of it's bullish, some of it's bearish, and some of it's downright doom and gloom. I'm wondering, how do I know where the market is heading so I know how to invest?
Well, that's, you know, a lot of people think that's the $64,000 question, but in everything you read in the papers and in magazines and everybody you see on television and every, just about every service you can subscribe to, every computer software program you can get, is all revolved around this idea that predicting the market or knowing where it's going is the key to making money in that market. And unfortunately, that's really not the way good trading is done. It's much more important to focus on risk, because you have really no control over, I guess it's sort of like if you're in a car, you can either drive quickly or you can drive recklessly, or you can have all kinds of thoughts and things in your head besides driving while you're driving, which puts you at greater and greater risk of an accident. But if your focus is being very careful and looking every way you turn and checking the front mirror and the back mirror, you're making sure everything's safe, then you're more likely to survive as a driver and not have an accident for a lot longer. So trading is the same thing. You have no control over what other people are doing. You have no control over what the markets are going to do. The only thing you actually have control over is how much risk you take on the trade. That's really the only thing you have control over, and whether you get in or don't get in. Everything else is up in the air. So to get into a position with the belief that you know what the future holds is the wrong focus. It's sort of like looking at the end of the rainbow and not looking at the fact you're in a boat about to go over the edge of a cliff or the edge of a waterfall. You know, it's a daydreamer kind of process that is not really relevant to how success is achieved in the trading world. So it's not necessarily exciting, and it's not something that most people quite understand. It takes a long time. It took me at least 15, if not 20 years in the business to finally start to realize and understand the concept that it's not about what I believe is going to happen. It's about what I can make sure I don't lose. And because you're never going to be right all the time.
So it's not about predicting a future and trying to figure out, you know, and try to beat the clock or beat where the market's heading. It's about watching. I like your car analogy, is that, you know, where am I right now? And I'm driving and I'm looking around, I'm being safe. And so in part of being safe, you said managing the risk. So what does managing the risk look like to you?
Well, for the fund that I manage and for my own personal account, and for my mom's account, I always try to keep risk at 1% per trade. Very rarely I might go to 1.5 or 2 in extremely rare circumstances when I'm extremely certain about, you know, what's going to happen because wave structure is extremely clear, which doesn't happen too often, or, you know, maybe that probably be about the only time I would do it. But normally I keep risk at 1%. And this way, let's say that I think, or at least I position myself for a market advance, not necessarily whether I think it or not, it's just whether I'm positioned for an advance or a decline. So if I'm positioned for an advance, that means I'm long the market and I have a stop. Now let's say that I risked $100,000 account, I risk $1,000. If I get stopped out, well, then I just lost $1,000. But if I immediately go short and take another 1% risk in the other direction, maybe risk $1,000, and if the trend is actually down, then I might make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 if it really is a downtrend, and that way makes up for the loss on the other trade. And I didn't necessarily have to predict anything. I was just positioned one way that didn't work, and I positioned the other way and it did work.
I like what you're talking about is minimal risk, because, you know, I think I feel like if I'm going to be risking, you know, hey, I'm going to want to make a lot of money on this particular trade, and if I put down too much and risk too much and then lose it, you know, that's a big deal.
It's extremely hard to make up for any big losses because, you know, let's say if you lose 50%, you have to make back 100% to get back to break even. So your primary focus needs to be on not losing a lot of money when you're wrong. And since you don't really control the direction the market goes, the only thing you do control is how much you take or how much you risk on that trade. And what most people do, unfortunately, is they get into a market and they believe that it's going a particular direction. Let's just assume the upside again. So let's say you're bullish and the market, you get in, the market goes down, it stops you out, and then you buy back in again because you think the trend's up, and you get in, it stops you out again. You keep doing this over and over, and it's your belief that is causing you to lose over and over and over. Not the fact, not the market's behavior, which is going the other direction. It's your belief in what the future holds that blinds you into, you know, ignoring reality.
So it almost feels like when I get myself into that type of situation, it's almost like being in Las Vegas at the roulette wheel, and,
exactly.
and basically you're not. It's not pretty, you know.
Right.
It's not. It's not. It's not an objective trade. You're at that point. You're just kind of spinning.
Well, in Vegas, they sort of depend on you not paying attention to how much money you're losing, which is part of the reason they give you free drinks and so forth. So you just sort of get reckless. If you're at a slot machine that says paid $1 million, it costs $1, and you pull the slot and you put in another dollar and you pull the slot and you have maybe a whole bucket full of coins, and you just get into it, put your headsets on, and you start singing and playing, and you might be drinking, and you're not paying attention to the fact that every 5 seconds you're pulling out another dollar out of your bucket, and all of a sudden this, you know, $1,000 of coins in your bucket is all gone, and you say, well, where did it all go? So it's like that. You're not paying attention to what you're losing. Most people just focus on, they put their rose-colored glasses on. They focus on what their dream is and what they hope to happen, and they forget about the fact they're losing a dollar a minute.
Well,
so,
and what I'm hearing, too, is that, you know, if I'm paying attention, but if I start losing in my trades, you know, then I lose confidence, too. So I kind of can get lost in the emotion. I'm upset, I'm unhappy, I've lost money, I've lost confidence. You know, my confidence is eroding as if I'm not winning, I'm losing. And so there seems like there's this emotion that kicks in, and I'm not hearing emotion from you. I'm hearing words like control.
Right. Well, let's look at it from a different perspective. Let's say that you're the typical trader, you're taking 5 or 10% risk on a trade, sometimes even 20. You get in, you lose 2 or 3 or 4 times, you've lost 20, 30, 40, 50% of your money in just a few trades, and you're practically wiped out financially and emotionally. You can't take that kind of loss emotionally too many times, and, of course, financially you can't either. Let's look at it from the other side. Let's say you risked only 1% and you lost 5 times in a row. Well, then you've only lost 5%, and each trade individually is very emotionally sort of a non-event. I mean, you know, if you have $100 and you lose a dollar, well, you know, it costs $3 just to take $100 out of the machine at the bank.
Right.
So, you know, it's a very tiny amount, and if you always adjust the amount you can lose based on the new amount that you have, so say you went from $100,000 to $200,000, well, then now you're risking $2,000. If you go from $100,000 to $50,000, well, now you're risking $500. So it's always relative to how much you have in your account. So the feeling of loss is always emotionally the same, and it's very minor and allows you to do the right thing. When you get into a trade and you only risk 1%, it's sort of boring, it's not exciting, it's easy to do the right thing because, you know, if you lose 1%, oh well. So it's easy to do the right thing, which means most of the time you'll do the right thing. If you're risking 5 or 10%, your emotions are like a total roller coaster. Every time the market goes up, you get all excited if you're long. It goes down, you get all fearful, and you want to get out, or you're panicking, or you're adjusting your position, or you're moving your stops, or you're increasing your risk. You know, it can drive a person crazy. So keeping risk at 1% is crucial from many perspectives, but one of those is keeping your emotions in check and just doing the right thing and not being swayed by the market's oscillations.
Well, and tell me a little bit more, you'd mentioned it slightly before, about how, if I'm managing the risk and I'm only, risking 1% at a time, but how does that set me up that that I can actually advance and have successful trading over the long run?
Well, one good strategy, which I've learned over the years, is let's say that you get into a position, let's just use $1,000 in the gold market. Let's say you get in at $1,000 and your stop is $1,000 away, which would be 990 in the gold futures market. So 10 points times 100 ounces is $1,000. So say you get in at 1,000, your stop's at 990, and that means you're risking 10 points or $1,000. In this case, we're going to assume, again, it's 1% of your total capital. So you're risking that 1% on entry, and if the market moves $10 in your favor, every point that it moves in your favor after your entry, you want to move your stop that one additional point upward. So if it goes up 5 points, you raise your stop 5 points. If it goes up 10 points, you raise your stop 10 points until you get to break even. So this way, as long as you're even remotely correct, even for a short period of time about what the market's going to do, it gives you a chance, I'd say, at least 50, 60, 70% of the time to either reduce your risk or get it to zero before you get stopped out. So that means emotionally, if you know your risk is zero, then you really don't care what happens. So you can easily do the right thing after that, and then probably half the time or more, the market will almost always move in your favor at least a little bit. Very rarely do you get into a position and just go straight down and stops you out immediately. So most of the time, it's going to bounce or move in your favor a little bit, allowing you to reduce the risk, and the more you reduce it, the less emotional you'll be and the more comfortable you'll be. And so as part of my service, a lot of my customers know, have been with me for a long time, and my first order priority whenever I take a trade is getting risk to zero as quick as I can. And part of that, you know, done the way that I just described. So as long as you can do that, then you can lose 10 times in a row. And if you lose zero 10 times, well, then you've lost nothing. And it makes it easy to survive. And then that one time that you're right out of 10, you might make $10 or $20. If that's $1,000 or $2,000, and you end up with a profit and you've done well. So it's not about how often you're right or wrong. It's about how often you lose money when you're wrong. And if you can get risk to zero every time, then you're not losing money, so it doesn't matter if you're wrong.
It's fascinating in its simplicity. It's straightforward. It's not hype. It's simple. I'm hearing...
Yeah.
So I'm hearing like...
It only took me 30 years to get to this
book. Isn't that fun? Some of the most profound things are actually the most simple. So I'm hearing that the answer is not to try to predict the future, but to stay in the reality and stay present, like your car analogy, your car metaphor.
Right.
Be present with where we are and what's going on right now, and that keeps the objectivity instead of trying to worry about what might or might not happen in the future.
Right.
I'm hearing...
You have to have a process to decide, do I want to go long or do I want to go short? And that's, I really don't care what process you use. You can use moving averages, you can use forecasting systems, whatever thing you want to use to decide whether you should be long or short is up to you. But the minute you get in, you better make sure your risk is 1% or 2%, preferably 1%, especially for beginners, and especially if you're not using some additional information to help reinforce the strategy. But preferably risk 1% on entry, and then as quickly as possible get your risk to zero. Every point the market moves in your favor, I would move your stop in the same amount until you get the risk to zero. And then once you've done that, then either the trade works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, then you've lost nothing. If it does work, then you'll generally make way more than what you were originally risking. You'll probably make 2, 3, 4% on the trade as long as you follow this strategy. So it's not a matter of whether you're long or short and which way the market's going. It's just getting in and using this strategy, and if it turns out you're right about whatever direction you're in, you're going to make money. And the minute you get stopped out, you might consider going the opposite direction and using the same approach, risking 1% and letting it go the other way. So you're not worried about the direction as much as the risk on entry and controlling it and getting it to zero as quick as you can.
I love the simplicity and the clarity. So the answer, so you said, don't worry about predicting the future. Just be present. Pay attention to what's going on with your present. And then you just had a real nice discussion about managing risk. And then also we talked about keeping your emotions in check, and you're going to be making wise, objective trading decisions that will lead to trading success versus playing the Las Vegas game.
Right, exactly.
Anything else to add, Glenn?
No, that's about it, I think.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, talk to you later.